Limitations of experiencing synthetic speech. While text-to-speech and screen reader tools are generally available and may be beneficial, there are limits in the use and experience of synthesized speech. There are humanized sound characteristics that cannot easily be conveyed. This may be most evident when synthesized voices are used to read documents and websites in different languages or with technical terminology. Synthesized speech has typically been thought to lack tone and emotion, though over the years this has improved greatly, resulting in higher quality voices that sound less robotic and increasingly human-like. Also, although a person reading aloud may interpret or improvise from the written text, with synthesized speech, the computer will read the words exactly as they appear and will not be able to improvise or correct errors. Finally, precise pronunciation can be an issue. Speech synthesizers use computer code that combines different fragments of phonemes, which are the sounds or groups of different sounds perceived to have the same function by speakers of a language or dialect. As a result, not all words will be perfectly pronounced. As technology continues to develop, the human-like qualities of synthetic voices will likely also improve. When possible, providing human-read versions of screen or text content can provide an equitable and authentic alternative representation of course content that benefits all students. In his video, 10 Online Teaching Tips Without Zoom, Michael Wesch, an anthropologist and experienced online teacher at Kansas State University, emphasizes the importance of providing content in multiple modalities. In tip number 7, don't waste their time, and tip number 8, read to them, video time 7 minutes 44 seconds through 8 minutes 57 seconds, Wesch talks about making master MP3 files of the course content for each unit or module. Students can then download and listen to that content when and where it works for them. He also emphasizes the value of creating recordings of himself reading course texts aloud. In addition to making the texts more accessible, this also creates the opportunity to pause and insert commentary, demonstrate critical thinking, make explicit connections to other content, and ask questions. This type of interaction with the text transforms how students engage with the readings and models for them how an expert interrogates, reflects on, and integrates ideas to make meaning. These recorded readings are also an effective way to convey enthusiasm and passion for the course. Admittedly, creating these human-voiced alternatives to physical texts, screens, and synthetic screen readers is a time-consuming task. However, once made, these resources can be used many times in the future. One approach might be to create a master MP3 file or a recorded reading of course texts for just one topic in your course. Then, build out your library of recorded files during future semesters. In order to ensure fair use, these recordings should only be used by the instructor that made them. In all cases, remember to consider copyright and fair use issues when considering if and how to share recordings of course material. Learn more by visiting blog resources such as Who Owns Course Materials? Courses and Copyright Conundrums? And reaching out to Molly Keener for more support. To learn more about assistive technologies, text-to-speech and screen reader tools, or universal design for learning, please reach out to us. We'd love to talk and brainstorm ways you can make the content in your course more accessible and human-centered.